今天证道的经文是在列王记下五章五到十四节。亚兰王的军长乃曼在他的主人面前是一个大人物，很得王的赏识，因为耶和华曾记他把胜利赐给亚兰。这个人是个勇猛的战士，可惜他是个麻风病人。亚兰人曾经出去劫队抢掠，从以色列地掠了一个小女孩，她就伺候乃曼的妻子。她对她的女主人说，如果我的主人去见撒玛利亚的先知就好了，他必定能治好他的麻风。于是乃曼去告诉他的主人说，从以色列地掳回来的女孩子这样说。亚兰王说，你去吧，我会送一封书信给以色列王的。于是乃曼去了，手里带着300公斤银子，约70公斤金子和10套衣裳。他把信带到以色列王那里，信上说，这信既已达到你那里，你看见我差去见你的臣仆乃曼，你就要医好他的麻风。以色列王读了这信后，就撕裂自己的衣服说，我是神，能使人死，使人活吗？这人竟派人到我这里来，要我治好他的麻风。请你们想想看，他们是要找机会攻击我。神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂自己的衣服，就打发人去见王说，你为什么撕裂自己的衣服呢？请你把他送到我这里来吧。他就知道在以色列中有先知了。于是乃曼带着他的车马来到，停在以利沙的门前。以利沙差派一个使者去见他说，你去在约旦河中沐浴7次，你的身体就会复原，得着洁净。乃曼却发怒走了，他说，我以为他必会出来站着求告耶和华他的神的名，向着患处摇手，洁净这麻风病。大马士革的亚巴纳河和法尔法河不是比以色列一切河流更好吗？我不是可以在那里沐浴得着洁净吗？于是他掉过头来气愤愤地走了。他的仆人上前对他说，我父啊，先知如果吩咐你做一件大事，你不是照着行吗？何况他们只是说你去沐浴就得洁净呢。于是他下去在约旦河里进了7趟，正如神人所吩咐的，他的肌肉就复原，好像小孩子的肌肉，他就得了洁净。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Carrie. 谢谢 Carrie. 22 years ago, a young nurse pledged to God to serve him for life.
在22年前，一个年轻的护士向神保证，他要死不服侍神。
6 years later, the nurse, though raising 2 young daughters alone in a foreign land, resigned the nursing job, took on a stigma, and went into Saint Seminary.
6年后，这个护士在异地独自抚养2个年幼的女儿，却辞掉了他的护士的工作，拿着学生贷款进入神学院。
The people from church said, how could you not give the young daughters needed the money?
教会的人说，你怎么可以不考虑2个年幼的女儿，他们需要金钱呢？
How could you give up such a well-paid job for a job made only a quarter of the money?
你怎么可以辞掉一个这么高薪的职位，去接受一个只有1/4薪水的职位呢？
How could you give up such a stable job for one that is out of your control?
你怎么可以去辞掉一个稳定的工作，去接受一份你无法控制的工作？
Christians, not to mention people do not know Jesus, sometimes see things in human terms.
基督徒们却不要去说那些不相信耶稣的人，有时候他们也会用人的角度去看事情。
All the reasonings sound only in human logic, not in the kingdom of God.
他们用人的逻辑去分析事物，而不是站在神的国度上。
Faith brings us to a higher horizon, a different domain.
信心把我们带到一个更高的角度，一个不同的领域。
This is what today's scripture will bring us today.
这就是今天的经文要给我们看见的。
The story begins. The king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman, the commander of his army, because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories.
故事是这样开始的。亚兰王他非常赏识亚兰，他是他军队的一个军长，记着他，耶和华把胜利赐给他。
Naaman, a great commander of his army, fighting for his king of Aram with great victories.
亚兰这一个军队的军长，他征战，他为亚兰王带来了巨大的胜利。
But a lot of us might have missed the part that says.Who allows Naaman to rise to become a great commander?
但是也许我们许多人他们忽略了，就在这里说到是谁升起亚兰，让他成为一个伟大的军长。
Let us read again. The king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman, the commander of his army, because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories.
让我们在这里重读一下。亚兰王他非常赏识乃曼，他是一个军队的军长，记着他，耶和华把胜利赐给他。
The Lord, God of Israel, is the one who gave Aram great victories.
你们听见吗？是以色列的王，耶和华把胜利赐给亚兰。
We cannot see things from above.
我们是无法在上面看见的事情。
God's hands are at work in the world.
我们可以看到神在这个世界上做工。
Remember the Babylon king Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel?
我们记得巴比伦王尼布撒尼迦和但以理吗？
Through the fall and rise of kingdoms in the Old Testament time, God wants the living to know that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth.And gives them to anyone he wishes, and sets over them the lowliest of people.
在旧约当中，我们看到许多的王国，他们的升起和没落，我们都神就是让世人都知道，至高者在世人的国中掌权，他喜欢把国赐给谁就赐给谁，甚至连最卑微的人执掌国权。
Though Naaman was a mighty warrior, he suffered from leprosy.
虽然乃曼他是一个勇猛的战士，但是他患有麻风病。
Naaman was a fragile human being, like the rest of us, anyhow.
乃曼就是一个微弱的人，就好像我们其他的人一样。
Regardless of our human achievements, we all have things that are beyond our control.
尽管我们有许多成就，但是我们还是还有许多事情是我们无法掌控的。
God is in control of the whole universe, including matters beyond human control.
神在整个宇宙是掌权的，包括那些我们无法控制的事情。
Like cancer today, leprosy in the ancient times is not a curable disease.
却好像艾滋一样，麻风病在当时在古代的时候也是一个无法医治的疾病。
The mighty warrior is desperate.
这个勇猛的战士非常的绝望。
The young girl, the captive from the land of Israel, said to Naaman's wife,
一个年轻的女孩，她从以色列地被掳过来，她对乃曼的妻子说，
I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy.
如果我的主人去见撒玛利亚的先知就好了，他必定能治好他的麻风。
It is a statement made in courage and faith.
这是一个非常有鼓励和信心的话语。
A young girl, a captive, proclaims her confidence in her God, the Most High, the God of Israel.
一个年轻的女孩是被掳掠来的，她宣告她的信心，她在她自己的神里的信心，她的至高的神和以色列的神。
Let me put this in perspective here.
那我们在这里再看一下。
The great commander of a kingdom invaded this young girl's homeland and took her away as a captive.
这个军长他去侵略了这个小女孩的家园，然后把她带走。
Now she is the servant of his household.
然后她现在成为一个女仆。
Did the girl lose trust in her God after what happened to her?
但是这个女孩在她发生 她身上的事情之后，失去了对神的信心吗？
Her action reveals to us the unseen faith inside her.
而她的行为展现了她在里面的信心。
Her great faith in God gave her the courage to step up.
她巨大的信心，她对神的信心，让她站出来。
God used this young girl for such a time as this.
神用了这个小女孩在这个时候。
Do you believe God allows terrible things to happen to us for His purpose?
你相信当神允许一些灾难在我们身上发生的时候是有他的目的的吗？
Do you believe in whatever role or position, low or high, God can use you mightily for His glory?
你相信无论是你的角色和你的位置高或低，神都可以去用你因着他的荣耀吗？
The faith of the unnamed young servant girl in her God sparked a life-changing journey of his master.
这个不知名的年轻女孩的信心去开始了一个这个军长的一个生命改变的一个旅程。
The journey begins with Naaman's understanding of how the world functions.
这个旅程是开始从乃曼开始去明白这个世界怎样运作。
With the king of Aram's written letter to the king of Israel, Naaman took with him a vast treasure to see the king of Israel.
这乃曼带着亚兰王的信和带着一大批金银财宝去见以色列的王。
He is politically correct.
在政治角度上他是正确的。
Naaman is so important to the king of Aram that he considers the healing of Naaman as his own matter.
乃曼对于亚兰王来说是非常重要的，去医治他是他自己的事情。
King of Aram invaded Israel a few times and won. Therefore, the king of Israel was a vassal of the king of Aram.
亚兰王多次的去侵略以色列，而且是战胜了，所以以色列的王是服从亚兰王的。
The letter to the king of Israel said, "With this letter, I present my servant name. I want you to heal him."
他把信带到以色列王那里，信上说：“这信既已达到你那里，你看见我差去见你的臣仆乃曼，你就要医好他的麻风。”
When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in dismay and said,
当以色列的王读到这个信的时候，他撕裂他的衣服，说道
：“Am I God that I can give life and take it away?Why is this man asking me to heal someone with leprosy? I can see that he's just trying to pick a fight with me.
我是神，能使人死人活吗？这人竟派人到我这里来，要我治好他的麻风。请你们想想看，他是要找机会攻击我。
The response of the king of Israel reveals his unbelief of the God of Israel.
以色列王的反应可以展现了他对以色列神的不相信。
He knows that only God can give life and take it away, yet do not call on Him.
他知道只有神可以使人死，使人活，但是他没有祈求神。
Instead of asking God for help, he tore his clothes in dismay.
他没有求神的帮助，反而他去撕裂他的衣服。
He is in mourning.The king of Israel sees the leper and his inability to heal him, not the mighty God who can heal.
以色列这个王，他只看到他自己无法医治麻风，而不是去看到神是可以医治的。
In the time of trouble, who do you turn to?
在你危难的时候，你转向谁呢？
In the time of crisis, do we see only the impossible of human, not in God, all things are possible?
在困难的时候，我们是不是只看见自己的不可能，而是没有看到神是万能的呢？
In the time of trouble, we freeze up, mourn, withdraw, and even angry.
在有危机的时候，我们无法，我们僵住了，我们悲痛，我们放弃，我们甚至愤怒。
Do you believe in God, all things are possible?
你相信神是，一切事都是可能的吗？
What happened next?
之后发生什么呢？
But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes in dismay, he sent this message to him.
神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂自己的衣服， 就打发人去见王说
Why are you so upset?
你为什么如此悲痛呢？
Send Naaman to me, and he will learn that there is a true prophet here in Israel.
请你把他送到我这里来吧，他就知道在以色列中有先知了。
So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and waited at the door of Elisha's house.
于是乃曼带着他的车马来到，停在以利沙的门前。
But Elisha sent a messenger out to him with this message.
以利沙差派一个使者去见他说，
Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River.
你去在约旦河中沐浴7次。
Then your skin will be restored, and you will be healed of your leprosy.
你的身体就会复原，得着洁净。
This sounds easy.
这听起来是不是很容易？
No medicine, no healing ceremony, no examination of his condition. The list goes on for all natural methods.
没有药物，没有医治的程序，没有任何的检查。这一切都是人自然要用的途径。
Well.Elisha did not even meet with the great commander with a massive caravan of treasure in person.
而伊丽莎他没有亲自去见这个带着很多金银财宝的人。
Naaman's response was a normal one as a human being.
乃曼他的反应是任何一个普通人的反应。
Because in the Bible says, Naaman became angry and stalked away.
因为在圣经里说到，乃曼他非常的生气，然后气愤愤地走了。
I thought he would certainly come out to meet me.
我以为他必会出来站着求告耶和华他的名，神的名。
I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord his God and heal me.
他会向着患处摇手，洁净这麻风病。
Aren't the rivers of Damascus, the Abana and the Fava, better than any of the rivers of Israel?
大马士革的亚巴纳河和法尔法河不是比以色列一切河流更好吗？
Why should I wash in them and be healed?
我不是可以在那里沐浴得着洁净吗？
So Naaman turned and went away in rage.
于是他掉过头来气愤愤地走了。
In the time of trouble or time of making life decisions, when we come to God for help, we bring with us a set of our own social rules and norms.
当在有困难的时候，当在我们要 做重大决定的时候，当我们来到神的面前，我们带来的一切我们在对于神人的时候，我们会带着一系列的社会上的规准则和规矩。
We think, act, work, see the world, respond to various circumstances, play and make sense of who we are from the way we brought up.
我们思考。我们行动，我们的工作，我们去看这个世界和对各种环境的反应，和一些我们所看到，我们甚至娱乐，我们都是用着我们曾经成长的一个环境带来去看这些事情。
We call it cultural embeddedness.
我们称这个作为是文化根植性。
All ethnic groups carry within them the culture in which they were raised.
在各个不同的民族的群体当中，我们所有的人都会带着一个文化的根植性。
People are not aware of such embeddedness until they encounter people from different cultures.
他们人是没有去意识到这个文化的根植性，直到他们去看到不同文化的人的时候。
They may feel dislike toward people from other cultures, or discriminate against people from other cultures without realizing.That their actions are due to the cultural preferences embedded within.
他们也许无法接受其他文化背景的人，或者对其他文化背景的人有歧视。他们没有意识到，他们这样的行为是因为他们成长的环境。
This embeddedness makes cultural differences seem like abnormal behaviors.
这个文化的根植性可以让一些行为看起来是不合乎情理的。
This is how we operate and survive in the world.
这就是我们这个生存的这个世界的一个问题。
When it comes to God's way of doing things, it is a new culture to us.
当我们看到神的工作的时候，这是一个新的文化。
We are used to the form of this world, things we can see, things we can control, things we can do, we can grasp.
我们用这个世界的一个形式，我们去看到事情是我们可以看到的，我们可以掌控的，我们可以去抓住的。
But the way of God is by faith only.
但神的道路只是凭着信心。
The Lord Almighty says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
万军之耶和华是这样说的，不是依靠权势，不是依靠能力，而是依靠我的灵。
If we walk by faith, it is quite simple, easy, too easy for us to believe.
当我们凭着信心行走的时候，其实是非常简单和容易的，太容易了，即使说我们无法相信。
See what happens when Naaman stepped out in faith. Listen to the Lord's instruction, obey and do it.
当看到乃曼，当他凭着信心踏出这一步的时候，他去听取神的教训，然后去顺服，然后去做的时候。
So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times, as the man of God has instructed him, and his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed.
乃曼下去，在约旦河里浸了7趟，正如神人所吩咐的，他的肌肉就复原，好像小孩子的肌肉，他就得了洁净。
In Proverbs chapter 3:5-6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
在箴言3:5-6这样说道，你要一心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路上都要承认他。他必使你的路径平坦正直。
In your situation now, are you still reasoning with yourself or even with God using your own understanding?
在你所属的环境，现在所属的环境当中，你仍然用你自己的聪明去分析你自己的行为和什么？
You remember, this is cultural embeddedness.
你要记住，这是文化的根植性。
The Apostle Paul teaches us to pray without ceasing.
使徒保罗教导我们要不停地祷告。
And I will use the word pray, P-R-A-Y, to help us to practice what God tells us.
我在这里要用祷告这个词 P-R-A-Y 去实习是神是怎样告诉我们。
It's an acronym, pray.
所以这是一个词祷告。
P for pause.
P.暂停。
Whenever we face an awkward situation, pause.
当我们遇到一个非常一个非常不合一般的境况的时候，我们暂停。
Don't use your own understanding of your personal cultural preference to decide what to do or not to do.
不要用你自己的理解或者你的文化的偏向去决定你的行为。
And R.Is for remember.
R 就是记住。
To gain perspective of today and direction for tomorrow, we need to remember.
去获得今天的意向和明天的方向的时候，我们需要记住。
The biblical meaning of remember does not just remember the past event, but to bring the past event to the present to remind us that our God is the living God and He is still actively working today.
圣经里的记住这个意思，不只是单单要我们记住过去的事情，而是要把过去的事情带到现在，去再次提醒我们，神是一个活生生的神，他在我们的日常生活当中是积极的工作的。
In doing so, we remind ourselves of God's presence in our midst.
这样做，我们就再次提醒我们自己，神是与我们在我们生活当中是与我们同在的。
And A is for ask.
A 是祈求。
In the time of trouble or the time to make a life decision, ask God to speak to us. Open our eyes to see the unseen and step out in faith.
就是在我们有困难的时候，或者做重大决定的时候，我们祈求神向我们说话，打开我们的眼睛，去看见那些不能看见的，然后迈出信心的那一步。
And Y is for deal.
Why 就是顺服。
When we hear God, no matter how unbelievable it is to us, yield to God.
当我们听到神的话语的时候， 尽管他是多么的无法自信，但是顺服神。
Remember the young nurse I talked about earlier?
还记得那个年轻的护士吗？
This is the nurse standing here speaking.
就是这个护士，她今天在这里为我们讲道。
The God we put our trust in is the God who took the nature of humanity, took the curse of sin on himself, died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, and rose again after 3 days so that you and I can have a new life in Christ.
我们相信的神，他取了人的模样，担当了罪的诅咒，为了全人类的罪死在十字架上，三天之后从死里复活。所以你和我在基督里有一个新的生命。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Let us respond to God in the following song.
让我们以下的一个诗歌去回应神。
With whatever situation you're in now, pray.
在你无论你处在任何一个的情况之下，祷告。
P-R-A-Y.
P-R-A-Y.
May what Samuel said to God when God first called him be our response today.
愿当年撒母耳在回应他第一次啊，神第一次呼召他的时候的一个回应，成为我们今天对神的一个回应。
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Let us listen to the following song. And ushers, come forward together.
听这首歌，几个诗词来到前面准备。
Do you want to trade? I'll go on the date here, you go here. Only for offering. Only for offering. No, only for communion. Right now. Next service.Another trade?
Yeah, I didn't know how to do this. I'm on
the stand. The main stand. The stand you don't even feel, you have to control on it.
I'll watch you do this.
This is the table. Jesus asked his disciple to do.
来到桌前，这是耶稣要他的门徒所做的。
On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to the disciple, and says, "This is my body given to you."